There you go, it's a celebration. Megan Trainor with Earth, Wind & Fire, a tune called Holidays. And we are heading rapidly into festive season mode. And in fact, the festivities have already begun. And this weekend sees a holiday celebration, one that is well celebrated and represented on the KZN coastline. I'm talking, of course, about Diwali, this festival of light. And November the 12th, which is this coming Sunday, is the calendar day that has been set for the sky to light up and for Hindu celebrations right across South Africa. But as I say, with a really strong presence in KZN, it's going to be one for the books, we know. And to find out how it's designed to play out and how, as a community, we can make sure that it is a celebration that is celebrated with tolerance and with all of the good intention that it's supposed to be, I have in the studio with me our local ward councillor for Ward 22, Pruvi Makan, is on the radio on a Friday. Pruvi, how are you today?
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. I'm feeling great this morning. Thank you.
Great to have you in the house. And looking at the weekend ahead, I can't believe it's already. It feels like we were talking about this just the other day. It was like Diwali 2022, and now here we are. It's already 2023. Looking at the calendar, Sunday is the day where things are going to light up. Am I right?
That's right. So it's the 12th of November. And it signifies the most auspicious day on the Hindu calendar.
It really is that significant.
It absolutely is. And it's a global celebration, so it's celebrated across the world. And it is basically a celebration of light, but also it is the celebration and almost a triumph of good over evil. And I think with everything that we've gone through over the last few years, I think it's going to be very, very extraordinary and exciting celebration this year.
Well, there you go. It's a celebration that, as you say, is so rich in imagery and symbolism. And, you know, you don't have to be of the Hindu faith to appreciate that the power of that imagery. But for Hindus, it is that significant. It is the most auspicious, or arguably the most auspicious day of celebration and known, you know, around the world. One of the key characteristics is, you know, obviously, as the festival of light, lighting things up. Oil lamps are a common thing to be seen on windowsills and at celebration tables and dinners. But, of course, one thing it's really well known for is the fireworks, the firework displays. And this is, I think, where things sometimes get a little bit contentious. And folks who have pets, for example, or small children who are spooked by things that go bang, often get a little concerned when it comes to this. Is those three days on the calendar, really. It's New Year's, it's Guy Fawkes, and then the Diwali, where we That's typically right. are anticipating fireworks going off. What is the intention behind the celebration with fireworks, and how is it in terms of bylaws? Are there any red tape restrictions on how things can be set off and celebrated?
So Mike, I would love to speak to the bylaws, but I think also, you know, we live in such a diverse community, and I think it's so important for communities to embrace the Festival of Lights in its entirety. And I think what's happened historically is that it's just been marred in this controversy that it is the night of big bangs. And actually, I think if communities sat back and embraced it, or perhaps got more in tune with the actual context behind the celebration. So the context, like I said earlier, is it's firstly a celebration and a triumph of good over evil. And the history behind that is, in our scriptures, so the Hindu scriptures, one of the most significant ones is the Ramayana. And in the scripture, it says that Lord Ram was exiled and had to go and live in a forest for 14 years with his wife and his brother. So he was exiled. He was a prince, exiled by the king, who was his dad and his stepmom. And he fought a demon god at the time, and he won this victorious battle with his faithful servant. And after the 14 years in exile, when he returned home through this forest, his community and his yeah, his community basically illuminated his path in light to celebrate this good over evil and the significant triumph. And I think if we can embrace it like that, that there's so much good happening in the world, and we just need to embrace that a little bit more instead of taking one aspect out of what Diwali is. So going back to the bylaws, absolutely, there are municipal bylaws, and I think the most important thing is for communities to exercise a level of tolerance. You know, we have to be mindful of the communities that we live in, that they are pets, that they are children, that they are elderly people who are very, very sensitive to fireworks, big bangs, and even excessive lighting. And I think when people celebrate, they need to ensure that they do not infringe on the rights of other people, and it has to be done in a responsible manner. So I'll speak very briefly to what the bylaws do allow. So the bylaws allow the discharge of fireworks over the 7-day period of Diwali, over Guy Fawkes, which is the 5th of November, and over New Year's Eve. But the bylaws are very, very specific in terms of what type of fireworks are allowed to be discharged. And big bangs are completely banned.
Really?
And if we can get that message out more stringently, more aggressively out into communities, I think communities will become more informed. So definitely big bangs are completely banned. In fact, even the sale of big bangs. So they call like those Indian kings and king foils. Those are banned, yeah.
Wow. I mean, there are places, I'm sure, that still have access to them and selling them. But if you come across those, just know that it's prohibited, actually. They're not supposed to be sold. I think... along with trying to be as kind of tolerant and considerate as possible, we also want to make sure that people are safe. And a lot of those highly explosive big bang things are quite, you know, some of them are almost like military grade in terms of how much explosive power they have. So we want to make sure that really, if you are involved in any kind of celebration, that things are being done in a manner where, you know, people are being kept back from a dangerous site of where things are being set off, and that kids are, you know, I think the laws or the bylaws also say unless being supervised by adults, children shouldn't be allowed to really be running around with fireworks.
You know, that's the thing, Mike. Essentially, it should be done in a controlled environment. It has to be done in a highly controlled environment. And, you know, I think the last thing that any one of us wants to see the day after any celebration is those traumatic images on social media of pets and children completely maimed by the irresponsible discharge of fireworks.
Yeah.
So the most important aspect, like I said, is people are allowed the right to celebrate. We must be mindful of that the right to celebrate and the right to practice your religious beliefs are enshrined in the Constitution, but it cannot be done in a manner that infringes upon the rights of any individual. So I am appealing to my community to ensure that the use and discharge of fireworks is done specifically in line with the municipal approved bylaws.
There we go. And with that message, we hope that this is a safe and happy weekend of celebration for those taking part in Diwali celebrations, and for those who are concerned about the potential noise and disruption. It's one of those days that we know on the calendar, as you say. It's one that folks prepare for. So if that means popping to the vet to get some mooty to keep your pets calm, and do what you have to do to get through. Generally by midnight, things have mostly calmed down. And it seems like in recent years there has been a move towards, I think, more of the light and less of the bang. And I think that hopefully that trend will continue, and that celebration can be, the focus can be on what the celebration is supposed to be all about, which is about bringing people together, binding a community together, celebrating the real the message and the core of what this holy day is all about for Hindus. And yeah, any last words from your side, Privy?
Obviously, it would be to encourage the community, if you've got pets, ensure that they are sedated, celebrate in a tolerant manner, If it does get excessive, please report big bangs with your physical address or with the physical address of where it is permeating from to the municipal control room on 032-946-2711. And most importantly, I want to wish the Hindu community a very, very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you, Privy. Your Ward 22 Councillor Privy Makande giving you that message ahead of the celebrations this Sunday. Diwali on the cards for 2023. And we'll be back with a news bulletin on the other side of our quick little musical break. Here's Robert Palmer.